You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Sarah Terry Kobo. She's the senior reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. Thanks for having me.
So you reported this week on a piece of legislation that could raise some conflict of interest concerns. The bill by Republican State Senator Mark Allen would change oversight rules for the trucking industry. But Allen owns an oil service business that has trucks. First, set this up for us. Tell us a little about Allen's business.
Right. So the company's called Allen Rat Hole Incorporated, and his employees provide rat hole services to the oil and gas drillers here in the state. Now, these rat hole services are just one part of drilling a well. It's basically they're getting the site prepared before the big rig comes to do the actual drilling. And so they own their own big rigs, their own semi-trucks, and they haul materials to the sites. They have 17 trucks, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation's records.
Now, Allen's bill eliminates commercial insurance requirements for private motor carriers unless they're hauling hazardous materials, and it moves oversight of carriers who haul 26,000 pounds or more from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission to the Department of Public Safety. So there's still oversight, but it's from a different agency. Why is this a concern?
Well, even though it may seem more logical for DPS to regulate trucks, the bill actually expands requirements for the for-hire truckers, like those who haul loads for somebody else, but effectively eliminates regulation for those trucks that weigh 26,000 pounds or more and who haul their own loads, like a rat hole services company. We need to go back in time a little bit to understand one concern, and that's the reason why the Corporation Commission was selected in the first place. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission has its own administrative court system, which is really important for oversight because you've got 30,000 to 40,000 citations a year, and you need a court to handle all those tickets. If it moves from OCC to DPS, it shifts the burden of those tens of thousands of tickets into local district courts where these ports of entry are located, and those are the places where trucks get checked to make sure they're following the rules when they enter the state of Oklahoma. There's another reason for concern. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency gave the Corporation Commission responsibility to make sure wastewater from fracking and from drilling operations are disposed of properly in these disposal wells. So if another agency like DPS does it, then the state might not comply with federal groundwater protection rules.
How could this legislation potentially run afoul of international trucking compacts?
Right. Well, these are rules that allow trucks from Canada and from other states to cross state lines and not have to pay registration fees and fuel taxes every time they go into a new state. Basically, everyone pays into a big fund, and then states like Oklahoma get a slice of that based on the truck traffic. If we were violating those international compacts, then the state would be at risk for sanctions, think monetary penalties, and also we would lose out on that slice of money that the state now gets from those compacts.
Now, you spoke with an energy finance professor at the University of Central Oklahoma, Stuart McDonald, who said the ethical questions here are not really cut and dry. What's his take on this?
It's interesting here because he says that if Senator Allen owns trucks, it is potentially problematic because of this conflict of interest provisions that the state ethics rules have. You can't run a bill that directly benefits you. But there's a provision in state ethics rules that allows a lawmaker to run a general industry bill on behalf of his or her constituents. So if he recuses himself, then he's not representing his constituents. But as I understand state ethics rules, you're supposed to recuse yourself in a situation in which your impartiality could be questioned.
So how could Senator Mark Allen's company benefit from this possible new oversight arrangement?
Well, with effectively no state oversight of private motor carriers, he wouldn't be subject to citations. Those are fees and fines for not following the rules. Also, his drivers, unless they're carrying hazardous materials, federal rules don't require those big private carriers to have commercial insurance, which is much more expensive than the kind that you and I carry on our vehicles. So no state oversight, no commercial insurance requirements.
And what does Senator Allen say about some of the ethics questions?
Not much, unfortunately. His legislative aide asked me to submit questions via email, but our editorial policy doesn't allow us to do that. So I sent some general themes via email, but they weren't able to accommodate a phone interview on Thursday or Friday.
Sarah Terry Kobo is a senior reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Jacob. Great to be here.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.